Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a classic drum and bass transition move inside Ableton Live 12, an immense style fill with warm tape style grit, created through resampling. This is one of those techniques that instantly makes a track feel more alive. Instead of just looping drums over and over, you take a short slice of a break, push it through some saturation, print it to audio, and turn it into a gritty, musical fill that helps launch the next section. It's simple. It's effective, and it sounds way bigger than the amount of work it actually takes. We're keeping this beginner-friendly and mostly using Ableton stock devices. So even if you're new to D&B production, you can follow along without getting buried in options. First, start with a clean break source. Grab an Amen-style break, a jungle break, or any punchy drum loop that has a strong kick and snare pattern. If you don't have the actual Amen break, that's totally fine. Any break with clear transients and a little movement will work. Drop that audio onto a track in Ableton. If it needs warping, turn warp on, but don't get deep into editing right away. For this exercise, the important thing is choosing a break that already sounds good. We're enhancing the groove, not rebuilding the entire drum performance from scratch. Now listen through and find a section near the end of the break that has a bit of energy. Maybe there's a snare flam, a little kick and snare push, a ghost note run, or a fast hat burst. That kind of movement makes a perfect fill source, because it already feels like it wants to lead somewhere. Duplicate the clip, then trim it down to half a bar or one full bar. You want this fill to be short and direct. In drum and bass, fills usually work best when they hit fast and clear. Put the strongest snare where you want the fill to speak, usually right before the drop or phrase change. A good place might be the last beat of bar 8 leading into bar 9. Or the last beat of bar 16 before a new section. This is all about phrase awareness. A fill is not just decoration. It's a signal to the listener that the energy is about to change. Next, let's make it playable. You can right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track, which is usually the easiest beginner route. If the break has clear transients, use transient slicing. Ableton will place the slices into a drum rack, and from there you can program a tight little fill pattern. Keep it simple. Use a kick, a snare, maybe one ghost hit, and one or two hat slices. You do not need to recreate the full break. We're aiming for a short burst of rhythm that feels like an Amen-style transition, not a whole loop running all over the place. A good beginner guideline is to keep ghost hits quieter, somewhere around 12 to 18 dB below the main snare slice. That helps the fill keep its shape without turning into clutter. Once you've got a pattern you like, it's time for the key move, resampling. This is where the workflow starts to feel really musical. Route the drum rack track to a new audio track, set the track to receive the output, arm it, and record the fill as audio. If you prefer, you can also freeze and flatten the track, but the important thing is to print the result. You want a real audio clip that you can shape like a performance. Why do this? Because resampling gives you commitment. It turns a sequence of MIDI hits into a finished sound that you can warp, clip, reverse, and saturate more naturally. In drum and bass, that matters a lot. A lot of the best fills feel like they were captured from a real drum pass, even if they started as a chopped pattern. Now take that resampled audio and build a warm tape-style grit chain. A simple stock device chain works great here. Start with saturator, then drum bus, then EQ8, and if you want a little extra glue, add glue compressor at the end. With saturator, start with a drive setting somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Lower the output so the level stays controlled. The goal is warmth and edge, not accidental clipping. If the fill starts to sound too bright or too harsh, back off the drive before you start cutting all the highs. Next, add drum bus. Keep the drive modest, maybe 5 to 20%. Use boom very subtly, just enough to add weight if needed. Keep damp fairly controlled so the top end doesn't get fizzy. If the fill gets too spiky, you can slightly reduce transients. If you want more punch, leave the transients closer to zero. Then use EQ8 to clean things up. If there's low rumble, gently high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. If the fill sounds boxy, try a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz. If the top end is too crispy, gently reduce the highs above 8 to 10 kHz. Think warm tapeware, not brittle digital fizz. If you want to finish it off with glue compressor, keep it subtle. A 2 to 1 ratio, a medium fast attack, and just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction is plenty. You're not trying to squash the life out of the fill. You're trying to make it feel glued together and ready to hit. Now for the fun part, automation. Automation is what makes the fill feel like it's moving toward the next section. You can automate saturator drive up a little on the final quarter bar to give the last hit extra attitude. You can automate a tiny high-end dip right before the fill lands, or open a low-pass filter slightly as the fill builds. A very short reverb send on the last snare can add a little smear and drama, as long as you cut it off before the drop hits. The key here is restraint. In drum and bass, the fill should feel fast and intentional. A little movement goes a long way. If you want to add some tape style and stability, now is the time. Turn warp on for the resampled clip and try beats mode if you want the transients to stay punchy. You can shift one or two hits by just a few milliseconds, or lower the volume of a ghost note to make the groove feel a little more human. That tiny bit of imperfection helps sell the worn, organic feel. You can also try a little variation with timing or pitch if you want the fill to feel more chopped. Just don't overdo it. The goal is worn and alive, not sloppy. Now think about arrangement. The fill works best when the section before it is a little cleaner. Maybe you mute the bass on the last beat, or thin out the drums for just a moment, then let the fill crash in right before the drop. That contrast is what makes the fill feel powerful. A classic setup is this. You've got your main roller drums and bass running for 8 bars, then on the last beat you pull back the bass, hit the Amen style grit fill, and then the drop lands hard on the next downbeat. That simple contrast creates a lot of energy without needing a huge number of sounds. Also, keep an eye on the low end. This is a drum fill, so it still needs to sit well with the bass line. Use utility if you want to check mono compatibility, and keep the fill mostly centered if it's supposed to punch. If there's any unnecessary sub energy, remove it. In drum and bass, clean low end separation is everything. Once the fill is working, print it again if needed and save it as a reusable clip. Give it a clear name, like Amen Fill Tape Grit 1. It's a great habit to keep a few versions around too. One dry, one warm, and one more extreme. Over time, you'll build a personal library of fills that you can drop into other tracks whenever you need a strong transition. A few quick mistakes to watch out for. Don't oversaturate it to the point that the punch disappears. Don't let the low end get muddy. Don't make the fill too long. And don't stack so many layers that the whole thing loses clarity. Often, one strong break source and one good resampled processing chain is enough. If you want to push this further, try making 2 resampled passes and blending them lightly. You could have one cleaner print underneath a dirtier print, which keeps the fill defined, while still giving it grit. You can also experiment with different warp modes. Beats is great for punch, complex can smear things more, and repitch can give a slightly old-school tape speed feel. Another nice trick is to add a tiny, reverse hit before the fill, or answer the fill with a crash or sub-impact on the downbeat. These little arrangement details make the transition feel much more finished. So let's recap the workflow. Start with a strong break. Chop out a short Amen-style fill. Resample it to audio. Run it through saturator, drum bus, and EQ 8 for warm tape-style grit. Automate a little movement. Keep the low end controlled. Then place it right before a phrase change so it drives the track forward. That's the core idea here. Resampling turns a simple drum edit into a proper DNB transition tool. Once you get comfortable with this, you can make fills that feel gritty, musical, and fully locked into your arrangement. Now it's your turn. Build one clean version, one warm version, and one heavier version. Then test each one against your bass line and choose the one that creates the strongest energy shift without muddying the mix. All right, fire it up. Print that break and let the fill hit.